with my clients, when they're not getting yeses on their offers at certain price points, we don't immediately lower things, okay? We assess everything. We assess the copy on the sales page. We assess how they're putting it out there. We assess who they're offering it to. We assess what they're doing strategically to reach out to people and let them know that it's available. We assess their social media. We assess their emails. We assess.
Welcome to Passionate and Prosperous, the only podcast about creating success in your life and business by using your voice, gifts, and skills to do the work that lights you up, make money, and have massive impact in the world. This show teaches coaches, creatives, and service-oriented human beings how to trust in yourself and leverage your unique message, experience, and expertise to attract your ideal audience, create clients, and organically build your soul-aligned business. I'm your host, mindset and business strategy coach, Stacey Brass Russell, and I can't wait to help you to set yourself up for success and use your passion to create the prosperous life and business that you truly desire.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Passionate and Prosperous. How would you like to talk about pricing today? Meaning how to know what to charge for your services. I have a feeling that many of you are getting pretty excited to know that this is what we're going to talk about. Because to be honest with you, this is a number one question, conundrum that I am presented with often by not just my clients that I'm actually working with, but even when people are taking one of my free trainings or, you know, I'm getting to connect with members of my community. I think that when you're a business owner, like a solopreneur, when you are, you know, trying to get your business off the ground, or even when you're scaling your business or trying to grow your business, I think that when it comes to coming up with what you should be charging, or I don't even want to use the word should, like what you want to charge or what you'd like to be paid for your various services, I think it can feel really weird because you're making it up. And that is the first thing that I really want to make sure that we all understand as I embark on talking to you about this for this episode, is that at the end of the day, what you charge when you're an entrepreneur, whatever you want to call yourself. I know that like that a lot of the people I work with, even though they're solopreneurs and have their own businesses or are trying to have their own businesses, the word entrepreneur just doesn't resonate. So I get it. But whatever you want to call yourself, if you're somebody who's trying to get paid, right, by other human beings for something that you're putting out into the world, an offer, a program, your services, at the end of the day, you're the one deciding what you're charging. So you are making it up. And there's no other way around it. You're making it up. And there's no rule book. There's no set of guidelines for what you can or can't charge. You know, I think that at the end of the day, the way you know what you can be paid for your services, first of all, it's going to shift and change throughout the course of your business, right? But how to know what you can charge for your services is really going to come down to who's saying yes and paying you, right? And so if you're getting people to say yes to your services, yay. And if you're not, are there a couple of things to look at besides just the actual price, like just the actual number? Yes, of course. But what we're going to talk about today is kind of like whether or not there's a rule book or a right or wrong way for you to decide on your pricing. And the answer first, you know, and foremost is no, there's not. It's really something that you have to figure out. And each one of us is so unique and so different in our businesses because we all do something slightly different. We all create different offers. We all have a different target market, right? We all have a different client sort of like base. We all live in different like parts of the world, even though the internet makes it possible for us to have sort of like a global business. There's still realities about economies and like different, you know, like different levels of where people are and what they're able to invest in things other than the necessities and the, you know, the bare essentials or to take care of their family and themselves. So, you know, as far as like how we each as individuals decide what to charge, it's really personal, and it really ultimately comes from experimentation, right? And I think that with the people that I work with, myself included, there's also this feeling of wanting to be in integrity or wanting, you know, to not be, you know, random and wild or to feel like you're kind of taking advantage of people or gouging them. I mean, I never want to feel that way. I always want to feel like whatever investment I put, whatever amount I put on something that I'm offering for people to pay for, I want to feel in alignment that I think that like that what I'm offering, and I don't mean, and we're going to talk about this a little bit, I don't mean like how many hours I'm spending with them necessarily, like meaning per session or something, but I just want to feel like the overall value that I believe that this person is going to get feels in alignment with the number that I put on it. And that also needs to feel in alignment with like where I am in my business and the kind of money that I truly need to make in order to A, like, you know, support my life, pay my rent and my, you know, my car payment and all of our expenses. And then on top of that, how much I need in order to run my business, right? Because I think when you're first starting out, your business costs are relatively low. When you're first starting out, you don't really have a lot of costs to your business. And so the money that you're making can mostly, I mean, I would say, you know, 90% of it, and I'm making that number up because I'm not like doing a math problem right now, but I feel pretty good about saying that when you're first starting your own service-based business, when you're literally creating an offer that is your signature one-on-one, which is what I always recommend you start your business with, right? And then you put a number on that and you get a client and who says yes to working with you and they pay you that money, right? What are your costs in the beginning of running a business? Like if you're just putting all of your ducks in a row so that you can be a professional, you know, you've got probably some sort of a way of invoicing people, a calendar system that maybe you're paying a couple of bucks for, and your email marketing platform. Maybe you have like a paid version of Canva if you love making like a graphic, but there's really not a lot of costs to doing business in the beginning. And it's really only as your business starts to grow that maybe you have a virtual assistant. Like that was the first bigger expense that I added into my business was once my business was at a point where it was really helpful for me to just have someone else, you know, putting my emails into the email marketing platform and making them, we call it making them look pretty, like, you know, making them nice, formatting them, or creating graphics for me or workbooks for me. Just like a lot of tasks that you start to accumulate as a business owner, and maybe just also techie, tasky things that you just aren't good at, and that you come to the conclusion that you're not, that it's not worth your time to, you know, to try and figure all of that out, you know, and that it actually is more, it's actually a better use of your time and money to just, hire someone, right? So this is usually the first expense that any of us, really come up with. And then there's, you know, as you go on, you might add more things, right? So for example, my, platform that my group programs and courses live on. It's called Kajabi. You probably heard of it. That's expensive, right? Like I just had to, you know, it was just time for my annual subscription. That's a $2,000 a year, you know, expense in my business that I didn't add in. I purposely like put my replays for my group programs and courses in a Google Drive, on my, you know, on a hidden page on my website, on YouTube, you know, hidden. There's all kinds of ways that you can like offer people replays and things before you pay for an expensive platform like Kajabi, right? So as your business grows and scales, more expenses come. Like right now, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I have five people that technically work with me in my business, like, every month they get paid. Everybody, five people get paid something from me every single month. That's like a big deal, you know, but in the beginning, that's not what it is. So the thing that I wanted, the reason I just told you all of that is because it's very important to remember that, like, that one of the markers for like changing or raising your investment as you go is going to be these kinds of things, right? Like, there's no way I could charge less than I charge now for people to be in the Passionate and Prosperous Academy, for example, because the academy costs money to run. Like, there's tons of expenses involved in the academy. It's not like everybody's investment that they give me in the academy, it just goes in my pocket, you know? So hopefully that alone is going to help you start thinking about like how to know what to charge in your business. But this question comes up a lot because at the end of the day, you are making it up and it could sometimes feel a little bit random. And I think that sometimes people would prefer to have some sort of a formula or structure for like how they come up with what they charge. And I know that might be what you prefer, but to be honest, I'm just going to tell you, I don't think anybody out there can tell you exactly what that is. I think you just have to start and then you start figuring it out as you go. Okay. And the other thing that's really important for you to think about is that you can change your investment at any time. Now, you want to be in integrity and you don't want to piss people off. Like if someone paid one thing and then you're having someone else pay something else for the same thing, like that could get a little sticky or hairy with your clients or whatever. But when you're in integrity and when you're really thinking in the moment, like when you're staying in touch with your business, with your audience, with the current landscape, with what's happening, when you're really taking the data that you get from your discovery calls, from when you do put out an offer, how easy it is to sell it or how difficult it is to sell it. All of that is information. It's data for you that you can use to then adjust, right? To course correct, to make different choices if that's going to serve you and your clients at the highest level. So one of the reasons why I wanted to come in and talk about this today is because just this past week, I made a decision to change a price of something that I had put a number on that felt really good to me. It felt like what the course was worth. And then I just in the first few days when I was offering a fast action bonus for it, that gave me some information that basically made me want to change the price of the course. Not that I had to, not that I had anything to base it on other than my intuition and my desire. So if you listen to the show, and this is one of the episodes that I feel is so helpful for you because I don't think that every single coach, consultant, service provider, course creator, like all the things that I am, I don't think that everybody out there is as transparent about business that I am. Like, I think that it's really helpful to get real true, like behind the scenes looks at what a business really looks like. And I think that there are so many people out there who only want to tell you how much money they're making. You know, I always talk about this. It's like one of my biggest pet peeves, right? How much money they're making. And you know, they're making it sound like, you know, they know the exact messaging that makes people jump at buying every one of their offers. That, you know, they make it sound like they've cracked the code. That's like one of the things, the language, right? And that you don't have it. They have it. They can give it to you. That's what you should pay them for. And they're making it sound as if like, is like everything they put out into the world at every price point sells like fucking hotcakes. And they've just got this like audience of raving fans who just like, you know, eat up everything they're doing. No questions asked. And I'm just here to tell you that like, that's not true. It's just, I'm sorry. It's not true. And if you get caught up in thinking that that's true, it's going to fuck with your head. It's going to mess you up, you know? So that's why I like to come on and be really real because I'm very successful. Like I'm not going to not own that I've managed to create a tremendous amount of success in my business. Are there people who are more quote unquote successful than me, meaning that make more money than me? Of course, there's always going to be somebody who makes more money than me. Are there people who make less money than me? Yes. Are there people who are super successful that make less money than me? Yes. So success, right, is also a subjective measure, right? And you measure your own success against basically what you want to create for yourself in your life. Like, I have clients in the academy that don't want multiple six-figure businesses, okay? They don't want that. So if they make $50,000 in a year, are they supposed to think that they don't have a successful business because the standard in the industry that everyone talks about is like six figures, multiple six, seven figures, 100K months, da, 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 da. So is someone who wants a business that makes $50,000 a year and is making $50,000 a year, are you supposed to think that you're not successful because you're not making what like someone else is making? Oh my God, no, you're the one who decides what your level of success is. Just like I'm the one who decides what the level of success is for Stacey Brass Russell, right? And I've talked about this a couple of times on the show. If I desire to have a seven-figure or multiple seven-figure business, first of all, that is me. That is me. It doesn't mean that everyone else has to want that. And if I want that, it also doesn't make me a greedy, bad person who's just trying to like steal people's money, right? And I also am aware of what it takes to build and have a multiple seven-figure business. That is a very different business than one that I described in the beginning where you get paid by a person, right? And you work with them and your business is low tech, you know, and hopefully you've got a marketing strategy, right? Or an attraction strategy where, you know, you've figured out how to do it, which is what I teach, where, you know, you're creating visibility for yourself in as many free ways as possible. And you're really reserving or saving using ads, right? Paid ads in your business, which is actually an expense. Right? And you're not doing that either. Maybe some people don't ever do it, but if you decide to do it the way I do it, you're doing it thoughtfully and when your business can sustain that expense for you, right? Because what a lot of people do is they try to use ads on social, okay, because they're desperate and they don't know how to get clients and they use ads and that doesn't get them clients either because ads don't get you clients, okay? Like, ads can get you people to do certain things, but it's not necessarily that they're going to be paying clients right away. And so it's a really big misperception for a lot of people that invest money in ads and it either does nothing for them or it gets some people onto their email list, which is, you know, at a certain point in your business, you may find that that's valuable to you. Right? So that's why I use ads. Okay. I use ads and I don't use them all the time, but I use ads with an ad specialist, like who's another person, quote unquote, on my team. She's just not every month. Right. But I would say, I don't know, 6 months out of the year, that's another person who I pay for her services. And technically she's on my team because she knows my business. She works with, you know, my designer and whatever. But like when I run ads, I don't just run them myself. I don't just sponsor a post, right? That's a very strategic thing that we do. And I have someone who's an expert running them so that I'm not throwing my money in the freaking garbage, which is what many people that run their own ads find, right? And so I'm going off on a tangent about ads, but I bring this up a lot. And the reason is because I think that like when client attraction is something that you are, that is your biggest struggle in your business. And here's what I'm going to say. Just know that for every one of us, for every service provider, service-based business, solopreneur, you know, what we do, I guess for any business, client acquisition, client generation, like attraction, whatever you want to call it, lead generation is always going to be the number one thing that's on the top of your mind because it's never ending, right? Like unless the first few clients that you get are signing up for lifetime work with you and they're just going to keep paying you forever and you have that guarantee, you're always going to need to be attracting new people into your world. And as you know, what I call onto your yellow brick road. And so that activity of client attraction never goes away. And so what some people realize is, oh my God, it's easier to pay to get visible on social media. But the problem is that in order for that to actually do anything for your business, you already need to be at a certain place in your business, and you already need to have a certain level of revenue coming in to make it make sense for your business. So until you're there, if ever, you're really figuring out how to do that in a very low cost way, which has a lot to do with showing up, with creating content, with building relationships with other, service providers, colleagues, we can call it, and collaborating, getting in front of other people's audiences. I mean, this is a huge strategy that I have been employing, over the last few years, where, you build relationships with people who would want to be on your summit. You can be on theirs. You're on their podcast. They're on your podcast. They recommend you. They refer you. They collaborate with you. You do something with them. And that means that both of your audiences see what you're doing, and you share. This is all the strategies that don't cost you money. Right. And then there are some that cost money, and you have to decide you have to weigh for yourself, like the benefits, right? And of those things, like the benefits of those investments. I talk a lot about ROI, like what's the return on your investment, and being really, really open to knowing that a return on an investment doesn't always come back in the same form. Right. So even if you invest money for some sort of opportunity or strategy, you can't expect that the return on that investment is just going to be equal in dollars and cents. It might be in something else. And you have to be at a point in your business where you're prepared to make that investment, knowing that the return on it may come back in some other form. Right. So that's what I always talk about when you hire people to work in your business. You are paying them money, but sometimes what the return on that investment is you're getting paid back in time and energy that come back to you because someone else is now doing something, and you can use your time and energy that you would have been doing that thing, doing something else. So, you've heard me talk about our three greatest resources that we have, our three most valuable commodities are our time, our energy, and our money, right? And they're kind of equal in their importance, to be honest. Money is not more important than your time or energy, especially when it comes to like how it's benefiting you to have it, right? So sometimes we have to spend money to gain back time and energy, which is what we really need to then be who we really need to be, which is the prolific creator. We need time to brainstorm. We need time to write. We need time to be with our clients and serve at the highest level and put out exceptional, experiences for people. So there's so many different ways that we can look at and calculate, like, our relationship to time, money, and energy, and how we want to use it and how we want to receive it back. So when it comes to figuring out your pricing in your business, these are all factors. Okay, so what I was about to tell you was why I wanted to bring this up was, I'm putting out this course, the Client Attraction Accelerator. So right now, consider this like a plug for the upcoming course, the Client Attraction Accelerator. All right, I don't hide my offers. I'm not shy about telling you what's available to you because, to be honest with you, I only create things that I think are, first of all, amazing, beneficial, helpful. Like, I don't create anything that I don't think would really help you with your life and business, right? And a lot of it is to help you with your business because I think that that's actually how I can help you with your life too, right? So that's why I never, ever, ever remove the word life from my coaching title, even though you might think of me as a business coach. Honestly, I'm a business and life coach because I help people to create businesses that are going to make their lives better, right? That are going to help them fund the life that they want to be living, because that's the primary thing. My primary care for you as another human being. And this is what made me do my coach training to begin with. When I did my coaching training, I didn't know I was ever going to be helping people with their businesses. But what I knew I was going to help people with was believing that they already possessed, okay, this is the key, that they already possessed what they would need to have autonomy and agency over being able to have the freedom to make money without relying on other people. Meaning if you hate your job and your fucking boss and like your whole situation and you think that like it's just your lot in life because you can't, you're never going to be able to do anything else, you're trapped. Well, my mission when I first became a coach was to be like, well, that is not true. But if you believe it, it's true because we only believe things that we think are true, right? So you can change that belief and you can believe that you already have so much experience, gifts, skills, passion, things that you could be good at that you could get paid for, right? And that was what made me first start, was just all of the people that like were so passionate and talented, especially a lot of the creatives, right? Because I came up through communities of creative artists, right? Like actors and performers and singers and musicians and whatever, who at a certain point in your life, if you haven't quote unquote made it and you're not really like, and when I say made it, I just mean that you're not working consistently enough where you have the money that you really want to have. At a certain point, you have to decide like, well, what do you want to do? And for a lot of people, it was like, give up. And for me, it was like, no fucking way. I'm just going to figure out a different way to leverage my talent and my gifts and my skills and my passion and do it in a different way that I can still get, that I can get paid what I want to get paid for. And that's kind of what I've done many, many times over in my life. And it's what I decided to be a coach to help other people to do. And that's a life coach to me. And then there is a business component that I happen to be really good at helping people with. And it might be because I'm literally the most resourceful person on earth who's managed to make money without having a college degree or ever having a corporate job, right? And I'm 55 years old. And somehow I've been really successful at doing a lot of different things. And when they stopped being the way I wanted to be successful, I changed it and I did something different. So I created the Client Attraction Accelerator because I really believe that based on feedback that I was getting from the people that did my most recent 5-day training, Know Your Niche, right? That they really didn't have any idea how to get clients. And that pains me. It pains me to know that there are so many passionate, talented coaches and experts and people who've got like something that they know can help other people that they want to be putting out in the world. They want to use their voice. They want to use their mission. And they're having a hard time getting paid for it, right? And I want to help you get paid for it. And so that's what the Client Attraction Accelerator is. And that was me creating something really like on the fly, right? Where I was like, wait a minute. Like, these people are not all joining the academy. We got a bunch of new people into the academy in this last month, the Passion and Prosperous Academy, my one-year program. We have 5 amazing new people that just started in April, right? But there were a lot of people that were telling me that like they really want to be in the academy, but that they couldn't for this reason or that reason. And I'm not someone who bullies or tries to put someone down for like not feeling that they can make an investment in themselves. I do have a lot to say about it. I do think that it's important to know the difference in yourself between whether or not you're just saying you can't afford something or if you've got a lot of other excuses underlying why you can't afford it, or if you genuinely can't afford something. Like, I'm not here to like bully you into a direction, but I do like to, as a coach, I do think it's really important to help people kind of tease apart some of their beliefs and some of the shit that's going on that keeps them from taking certain actions that could really benefit them, right? Like, we all know that that's a human thing. We all know, you know, I can just tell you right now that I know the things that I don't do that I know would benefit me doing. And I know what my excuses are. And then I work with my coaches and my people to help me figure out like, well, how can I like stop making an excuse about that and just fucking do it, even though it's like scary or it's going to cost me a little extra money or blah, 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 whatever. Okay. So So I create this course, the Client Attraction Accelerator, which if you love this show and you're listening and you're not literally feeling like this is the criteria. You're not making the amount of money you'd like to be making. Okay, that's one criteria. Like, you're not making the money you want to be making. Number two, you're not getting discovery calls. Number three, you're getting discovery calls, but they're not converting into people saying yes. If any of those things to begin with are you, okay, you should be joining, all right? And here's some more. Number four, you wake up in the morning and you're so overwhelmed and you're looking around on social media at all the people saying what they're doing. This person's offering a workshop. This person's doing a challenge. This person's putting this offer out on social media. They're just blurting out, you know, they lowered their price. They're doing like something for 5 cents. They're charging a nickel for, you know, for a 3-month program. Like, you could see all kinds of things out there that could make your head spin and go and make you question yourself and, oh, what am I doing? Right. So if this is you, if you wake up in the morning and you're overwhelmed and you literally don't know what you should be doing in your business, right? You don't have enough clients that all you do all day is work with clients. So now you're like, so now what? I'm saying I have a business. What should I do? If any of those things are you, I highly recommend that you join the Client Attraction Accelerator, because this is literally what I do. And if you listen to this show and you like me at all, I don't mean like me like as a person, but I mean like what I say and believe that like there's something I could help you with, like in your business, then freaking sign up for it, okay? But anyway, so I put this out into the world and I'm like really excited about it, because I also only create offers that I think are really going to help people. And one of the things that I'm the most proud of about my current business and the Passion Prosperous Academy and everything is that I have two unbelievable coaches that work for me. And they provide, in addition to me, the one-on-one coaching in the Passion Prosperous Academy. And now I'm able to incorporate them into other things that I offer. And so in the Client Attraction Accelerator, everyone that joins that program also gets one-on-one with Trista or Lori. Okay. And so I put together this thing that I'm like, oh my God, like the people that were telling me that they couldn't join the academy, they have no coach. Okay. Like they have no one. They don't have a coach or a mentor because they're not paying anyone. So they have no guidance. They have no real support and accountability. They have no one to really ask a question to and trust that they're going to get like an answer from someone who's like in the know, right? Instead, they go into like communities of peers, which are good on one hand, but they're not always good on the other if the whole community are people that don't have successful businesses. So the best communities to be in are where a majority of the people in the community have successful businesses, so that when you're asking questions about business, the people who are answering are people who have actual real life knowledge of, you know, of shit. Okay. But then what happens for a lot of coaches is that they're in communities with other struggling coaches, and then everyone's struggling and they're just asking each other. Right. And so a lot of times when people are using that kind of free stuff, they don't have a coach or a mentor, or, you know, they don't have anyone that really knows what they're talking about to ask questions to. So what I realized was that a lot of these amazing people who I was connecting with, and just I fall in love with people when they come to my trainings and they come to my VIP sessions and they get coached, and I get to hear them and I hear the work they want to do and I hear how passionate they are. And I'm just like, oh my God, like I fall in love with everybody. And then it pains me because I do a lot for free, but I can't run my business pro bono. You know, I can't do what I can't live in my freaking New York City apartment, right? And not charge for my services. So I do a lot of free stuff. And then at the end of the day, if you really want the real stuff, not the real, the other stuff is real. That's not the way to describe it. If you want the whole way that I can help you, you got to pay for it, right? So it pains me when there are people that really want my help. They feel connected to me. They get really like, you know, they already in 5 days, they're like, they want to work with me, but you know, they don't have the funds. Okay. So So I create the Client Attraction Accelerator basically for these people, for the people that I was connecting with. And I was like, well, let me find a way to help you even though you can't join the Academy for $8,000 right now. Okay. And so I create this program that I think is amazing and I put a number on it. So this is what this episode is about, right? We make up our numbers. Like, it's a made up number. There's no rule book that says how much a 6-week course called the Client Attraction Accelerator is supposed to cost, right? It's Stacey Brass Russell making up what she wants to charge for her course. And so I put the price at $1,111. One, right? Little magical number or spiritual number, whatever you want to call it, right? 1111. And I put it out there. And to me, this is like really affordable. Like, it's really low cost for what it is. Okay. It's like a live program with me. 90 minutes coaching, mentoring, teaching, a one-on-one with Trista or Lori. My shit is valuable because I just show up and deliver. I don't like bait and switch. And I'm not like, oh, you're only paying me $1,111. So I'm only going to give you a little bit of value. Like, that's not me. Right. And so I put this price out there because, you know, I have to pay Trista and Lori and I have a team of people. When we put out a course, we put it out really high quality. You're in like my member portal. Everything's really well organized. We take really good care of you. Like, all of that costs money. So I put this price out and then a colleague friend of mine who I'm in a little mini mind with, she was actually, I'm just going to be totally transparent with you. She was like shocked and appalled that I wasn't putting a fast action bonus on this to get people to sign up right away. Now, in my business, historically, people take a little time to sign up for things, right? Whenever I make offers, like at the end of a workshop, challenge, webinar, training, and I'm like, there's a bonus here if you sign up by X amount of time, you know, other people make it sound like they've got people, you know, buying while they're on the call. Now, does that ever happen? Yeah, I've seen it happen. I mean, I've been on calls with people where that happens. But, you know, I've been on group thought calls where people are taking up the fast action bonus because it was like something super valuable. Like, you know, the first three people who buy right now while we're on this call are going to like, you know, get to, you know, come have a VIP day with me or something, you know. And that's valuable to people, so they buy. But, you know, so my friend was like, what? You're not like putting out a fast action bonus? And otherwise, there's no urgency. There's no incentive for the people to register. And I was like, well, I wasn't doing it for that reason. I was kind of, I'm putting this out because of all these people that just didn't know your niche. And they really were very honest with me about the timing and that they couldn't join the Academy now. But I know they need help. So it's not really like I'm putting it out to be like, oh, create urgency. I'm putting it out to just be like, this is available to you and I think you should do it. You know, you should take me up on it because I'm offering you a way to get my help, you know? So anyway, I got in my head and I was like, all right, okay, I'll do what she said. And I immediately like reached out. I have two different team members that handle these things. I have my designer who has to like put stuff on the website and change the sales page and get that all ready. And then I've got like my assistant who has to be able to like, you know, well, my business manager, you know, who has to, you know, who's the one who I'm like, we got to send out new emails. We got to change this. We got to change that. You know, so it's like we kind of urgently made this thing happen. And we sort of like announced the course on Wednesday and made the fast action bonus expire on Saturday. And it was $100 off. So, you know, because of my friend who only had the best of intentions for me, I implemented this business strategy that felt not totally in alignment for me. And I know my audience and it, I don't know. So I did it. And I think I set myself up for not failure, but I set myself up for a kind of disappointment that I wouldn't have had I not done that strategy. Because had I not created a fast action bonus, the fact that one person signed up by Saturday, right? I put the offer out on Wednesday and I had one person who signed up by Saturday. And had I not put this deadline on Saturday, I wouldn't have thought anything of it. because I know my audience. And I would have been like, man, we've got 3 weeks before this is happening. There's so much time here for people to think about this or to, like, you know, see the emails come through and whatever. And if I had got one person in my first 3 days, right, I'd be like, this is great. Like, someone wants it, so that means more people will want it, right? But instead, because I put the limiter on it, I let it get me in my head. And I was like, oh my God, like with $100 off, why wouldn't more people have wanted to get this before the price went back to 1111, right? Then it was like 1011, right? It's like, why wouldn't they want it? Now I feel like nobody wants it, right? Which is not freaking true. It's not true. But what I did do was I did send out some personal outreach and some personal messages and emails to people that had been interacting with me leading up to this time, right? For over the course of a few months, people messaging me, in people who I've been in back and forth messages with, who are, like, you know, struggling in their businesses and telling me about it, but not paying to work with me yet, or people from Know Your Niche who told me flat out that they really want to work with me, they really want to join the academy, but they can't yet. And I sent out, I mean, a lot of messages. And a couple of things happened. Number one, I got ghosted and ignored by a lot of the people in my community that I thought I was building a relationship with. And that hurt. Like, that was hard. And that's something I talk about in the episode of my I have an episode called something like the shadow side of being in service, because being in service is my number one, like, value in my business. And I provide so much generosity and value, and I try to make people feel seen and heard, like, on a personal level. And I try to really express my gratitude for the people that show up to my free trainings. And when people do come to my free trainings, I try to give them an exceptional amount of value and attention, even though they're quote unquote not paying me. And that's, like, one of my greatest values in my business is communication and relationship and connection. And it's what I teach my clients to do. And so then when I'm talking, or when I'm sending messages to coaches, especially, who are supposed to be, like, communication experts and who are supposed to know how to, like, manage their own mind shit, you know, and value connection and everything. And when I send messages and I get, you know, ignored and ghosted and whatever, it feels icky and yucky and doesn't make me feel good. But I know what to do with my own mindset, because I know it's not about me. I know it's about them. I know that, right? This is literally what I teach in my Evolve system. E for expand, V for vision, visualize, O for observe. Observe is how to, like, not make everything about you and know that it never is, right? So I do that, and I do get some people, like, communicating with me. So not everybody ghosted me. And what I really listened to and heard was that even at the $1,000 price, it was still feeling like a stretch for some people. Now, you know, I get it. We're living in, like, a little bit of an interesting shift right now in just the general consciousness around spending. We're in a contraction. We're going to go into an expansion. That's the law of the universe. It's not going to stay a contraction, people. So if you're getting pushback on your investments or pricing, the important thing to know, and this is a big part of what this episode is about, and the important thing to know is that it's not going to stay the way it is, but you're allowed to respond to the way things are right now, not out of fear and scarcity, and not drastically, where you go from, like, what you'd like to be charging to, like, some ridiculously different or low price. But what I decided was, it's more important to me to get people into my new course because I really want to help them. It's more important to me to make it a little more accessible, if that's what it'll take, than to make the extra $300 per person, right? Even though the price that I originally put felt like that was really the price that feels in alignment for me to run the course. But then after I started hearing from some of the people, I was like, you know what? I'd rather have so-and-so sign up than not. Literally. Like, that's literally what goes through my mind because of what kind of person I am. And so I decided to lower the investment. And that's why I really wanted to come in and tell you this on this episode about pricing, because I want you to hear how figuring out what we charge is purely something that we have to, like, be in real time, like, being with our investments and with our pricing and with what's happening. And we're allowed to adjust or make changes if we want to. So I lowered the price, and of course the next round of people immediately signed up. Now, I also want to say that what I did was the people that signed up at the higher price, okay, what did I do? I actually messaged them that I had refunded them the difference. And one person actually responded back to me in tears, thanking me for being such a high integrity person and coach, and that this is why she paid the money, even though it felt like a stretch for her, to work with me. And you have no idea what that means to me in my business, and that that is more important to me than getting a million other people at that price. And that is actually, like, what I pride myself in my business. And so pricing an investment is something that you need to feel in integrity with. Sometimes I have clients who, when they want to put out a course like this one, my 6-week course, and they tell me what price they want to charge, I'm like, first of all, I'm never here to be like, that's bad, that's too much, it's too low, right? If I think someone's undercharging, I will coach them around that and ask them if they wanted, like, kind of really feel into, like, what they feel this really is worth, not what you're worth. Okay. We're not charging our worth. No one's putting a price on you. This is not human trafficking, right? This isn't some ridiculous thing where people are paying for what Stacey Brass Russell is worth. What am I worth? What does that mean? I mean, I'm priceless. You're priceless. You are priceless. We are all priceless. There's no such thing as your worth. You're priceless. But that's not what people are paying for. They're not thinking, they're not assessing your worth. And that's not how you should charge for your services. It's a conglomerate. It's like a composite of all the elements. It is that you're charging for your expertise, for sure. And are you calculating the investment of time and energy that'll go into it, that'll be taking you away from other revenue generating activities? So in other words, if you're delivering this course and showing up and serving these people, you're not doing other stuff that might bring in revenue. So is that something to think about? Absolutely. Right? And then also, like, where are you in your business? What's the demand for you, for your work, right? Like, all of that factors in, but it has nothing to do with, like, what you as a person are worth. And sometimes when one of my clients tells me what they want to charge, and I do think, based on their history of, like, how people are paying them in the past, I might say, okay, well, just so you know, if that's where you want to price it, you're gonna have to work a little harder to get people in. Like, that's not gonna be an easy yes, right? And I'm fine without an easy yes. Like, I don't think that the Academy, I mean, the $8,000 price tag on the Academy to me would be an easy yes, because I've been around and I've paid twice as much than the Academy is to someone else for something that wasn't even a year, right? And I've paid twice as much for something that was a year and that didn't have as much value as the Academy. So I know the value of the Academy, and that $8,000 is a steal. But someone else who's not been around might not know that. And your clients might not know, right? Like, the value of what you're offering, because they might not know what else is out there. And these are all really important things for you to remember when you're putting prices on your stuff and what you're going to need to do to help someone to understand the value. And you also have to get curious around when it's worth it to you, if it is ever, maybe it'll never be, but when it's worth it to you to consider, I'm getting enough feedback right now that I'd actually rather get more people into this program than make it so exclusive and limited by the price that I'll get less people into it, right? And so I'd rather serve more people. That's just me, okay? So I'll have clients that, you know, put a price and then I'm not going to say you can't charge that, but then sometimes I'll ask, well, what made you come up with that? And they'll say, because my time and energy are worth, you know, that, or because I don't want to show, I won't show up for less. It's like a funny Shark Tank thing. Do you watch Shark Tank? I watch, my husband and I love Shark Tank. We never miss a Shark Tank. Okay. And you know, one of the things that the sharks will say when they're negotiating equity, right? It's like Mr. Wonderful will be like, I don't get out of bed for less than 10%. Right. So like, you'll hear from the sharks. They'll be like, you know, like I'm not, I can't show up for that, you know, for less than X. But I think when you're like an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, when you're a coach, when you're building your business, it's kind of weird to really have that mentality of like, you know, now obviously you're not going to show up for like literally like a dollar, but when you're making up a price, like the difference between, you know, what did I lower the client attraction accelerator to from 1,111, I lowered it to 797. Okay. Is that a jet number? 797 Boeing 77? No. Okay. Anyway, so maybe it is, but anyway, I lowered it to 797. Okay, I lowered it like $300 or more, right? $315 or something like that. So I think that's a lot, you know? I think that's a really great price now for like, you know, this is like for a 6-week course with like 90-minute sessions with, you know, and again, people are not paying for the time, but I'm just explaining like what my show up is going to be. It's going to be like showing up and leading 90-minute live sessions. It's going to be paying my coaches to give out one-on-one coaching. It's going to be creating the materials, the workbooks, you know, the content. It's going to be my team, you know, putting everything into our member portal. You know, it's going to be running a Facebook group, a private Facebook group. So, you know, so when I think about like $800 for 6 weeks of that, like, I mean, to me, again, it's a steal, because I know what I'm going to be putting into it. But the only thing that really matters is that I can convey to the people who are taking it the value. That's what's in it for them, because they don't need to fucking pay me for their time, for my time. I'm not charging by the hour. So they need to feel that the value is what they can afford right now. And, you know, there's lots of coaches out there who may talk about like their clients. When people talk about people as like tire kickers, broke ass clients, there's one coach who I stopped following completely, even though I was following her because she was like a kind of like a peer. And I like watching my peers and what they do. I like supporting people. I'm in a mastermind with like a bunch of online entrepreneurs. And there was this one coach that I used to follow, and she literally had a workshop that was called like what to do about broke ass clients, you know? And I was like, I don't like that. Like, I don't feel it's nice to call people who may not understand the value of something or may not be able to afford something or may have mindset issues. Maybe they do, but I'm not going to like call them out, and I'm not going to like say shit like that about people. I just don't think it's right. Right. But do I think that like, do I think it's tricky in business to sort of like figure out like if you should price down for someone's mindset, you know, or if you should like be willing to just be taking in the information and make really just empowered decisions for yourself based on why you want to do it and what you want? I do think that that's really important as an entrepreneur. And I do think that like, you know, if you want to have an offer, if you want people to ultimately end up paying you $3,000, $5,000, $6,000 and up to work with you, I believe that that's fine. I actually believe that that's more than fine, right? Because at the end of the day, you're going to know as your business grows and scales whether or not people are saying yes to working with you at all of those different investment points. And when they are, and you're an in-demand coach or expert, and you feel like you have the validation, not like the personal it's a little personal validation, but that your offer is validated and you've got happy clients and you've got social proof that you can then say, hey, listen, working with me costs this much because of how much I, you know, give to my clients. That's me, right? Like my investment is what it is because I am the coach that wants to give people as much as possible, not put limiters on what they're going to get from me. I just don't operate really well that way. And that's not that I don't have boundaries. I have boundaries, but I just don't operate from the place of only charging what I'm willing to charge because I want to limit people's like what they get from me. It's kind of the opposite. I'm like, I want people to have what they really want and need. And so I'll just charge for it, you know? And so I believe in that. I believe in that for you. But I also believe that the only way you're going to know if you can charge those things is if people are willing to pay it. Right. And so as far as the client attraction accelerator, right, I feel like, listen, right now, a 6-week course, you know, at 1,000 or above 1,100, for whatever reason, right now in April 2024, that wasn't like an easy yes. And I was like, I'm going to make it an easy yes. That's a choice in my business. It's not scarcity or fear or like panic that like no one will ever buy anything from me again. It really feels more empowered. It feels like, well, I'll do this. I'll make this choice. Why? To get something I want, which is to be able to serve more people and to be able to give some of the people in my community a way to work with me until, right, they're able to do the next thing that might cost more money. So pricing in your business, this is what I recommend, is realizing that you have to be willing to be in your business, that you have to be willing to be in touch with what's going on. You can't make these decisions just in a bubble. You might make your price, right, in a bubble to begin with because you've got nothing to figure out. And then you've got to talk to people. You've got to have discovery calls. You've got to make offers. You've got to put stuff out there. And then when it comes down to our people saying yes and buying, now I'm a much more advanced in my business. So I didn't have to look at like the psychology behind this. And if my sales page wasn't good enough or, you know, whatever, I knew it was. My sales page is awesome. With my clients, when they're not getting yeses on their offers at certain price points, we don't immediately lower things, okay? We assess everything. We assess the copy on the sales page. We assess how they're putting it out there. We assess who they're offering it to. We assess what they're doing strategically to reach out to people and let them know that it's available. We assess their social media. We assess their emails. We assess. I will not let anybody that works with me get freaked out about people buying or not, or their price or whatever, until we look at the data. And there's a lot of data to look at. And that's why you need to work with a coach or a mentor, at least one like me, because that's how I help you to figure out what to do. I help you figure it out based on all of these things, including what you're hearing from people, right? And then even about the discovery call, because when someone says they can't afford you or they can't afford the work, that's not always true. Sometimes it is that you didn't really run the call as well as it could be. And sometimes it's not that. Sometimes it really is that they can't afford it. So this is all part of being like a business owner. And it's like not comfortable all the time. But it's also why you have a mentor or a coach, to be honest with you, right? So in the Client Attraction Accelerator, there is a focus on how to have discovery calls and how to have a sales call. And so that you can come out of the call knowing if someone doesn't work with you, I give you all the steps to knowing whether or not it really was about the price. Because otherwise, you're just going to feel like a basket case in your business about lowering your price. You know what I mean? So I don't feel like a basket case about lowering client attraction accelerator. I feel good about it. But if I had no way of assessing things, I would feel more like a basket case and like I was desperate and freaking out. And I don't want you to do that. And that's part of what we're doing in client attraction accelerator. All right. Okay. So I think I've shared a lot with you today about pricing, and I shared a little behind the scenes because I think it's really important, because also I talked today about like having values in our business and really knowing what we stand for, and really like the kinds of activities that we do and the reasons that we do them. And you just have to decide what is that for you, right? So that you can run a business that's based more deeply in your values and deeply in like what you care about the most, and not feel, because then you won't feel random. Then you won't feel like you are making up shit. It's a little like that, but like you'll feel much more grounded in what you're doing and why you're doing it, you know? And that's how I make all my decisions. And I want you to have that for you so that you don't feel confused all the time about money and pricing and why people say yes and why they don't and all of that. All right. So that's what I have for you today. And I want you to join Client Attraction Accelerator. So let's see, when is this coming out? This episode is going to come out like on, it might be May 1st, on May 1st. And the Client Attraction Accelerator starts May 8th. So if you're listening to this before May 8th, or even the week of the 8th, you know, the first weekend, because there's replays and everything, and you want to join the Client Attraction Accelerator, which I highly recommend that you do, join us. It's only $797. And if that sounds like a lot to you, that, you know, reach out to me and tell me how I could help you to reconcile in your brain why that's a worthwhile investment in yourself and your business, and that I can guarantee you valuable outcomes. I really believe that if you do this accelerator with me, that you could be talking to or having already gotten 3 new clients, or at least really close to that, like being on the road, because this is all about closing the gap between you and having a person talk to you about working with you, instead of you feeling like you're sitting at home and all of the potential clients are just out there on social media or some shit like that. And that is not going to work. All right. Okay. So I'm signing off. I'm sending you all the love. I hope you have an amazing week. Don't forget that giving me a little sign that you're listening is so valuable to me. It means so much to me. Share the episode on social. Share one of my posts on social. Tell a friend to listen to an episode that you love, if you love one. Share it. Review it. But sharing it is actually more valuable. I mean, reviews are really great. But spread the word if the show is something that you enjoy listening to. Okay? All right. Sending you all the love. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Passionate and Prosperous with me, Stacey Brass Russell. If you like what you're listening to, please make sure you're following or subscribing. And if you're on Apple, that's the little plus sign on the top right, so that you get notified when new episodes drop every Wednesday. As always, I'm sending you love and high vibes. And remember, life is hard, and there's always something you can do about it.